Hello, my friends. How are you? I hope you're having an amazing day or night or whatever it is when you are listening to this. I want to thank you for returning to me. If you are coming back to me, and if you are new here, then welcome, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode. Hello, my dears. I am back. I am back. Also, disclaimer, I have no headphones because I don't know where the fuck they are. I'm sitting outside as well. So if this sounds weird, bear with me. I wanted to get something recorded because it has been a while. Everything has been so fucking insane. So, we're going to talk a little bit about it. So last episode, I talked about how we decided to move. And kind of how that came about and whatnot. And I tell you, since then, it has been fucking insane. So we tried to, list our house, like, for sale by owner, just to kind of save the fucking 6% in realtor, you know, fees and whatnot, which, I mean, they do a majority of the work, obviously, and it's well worth, you know, spending that money. But at the same time, we're like, we haven't even been in this fucking house for a year, so we don't have any equity in this house. So any money that, you know, we can save would be fantastic. So we are just, we did that for, I want to say, like, 2 weeks, and we had like 4 people come see the house, but it just didn't seem like anybody was really serious. We also made the mistake of not asking them if they were pre-qualified already before they came to see the house. We were just kind of excited that people were coming to see the house. So we're like, fuck yeah, come on over, you know, whatnot. So anyway, we did, however, get one offer, but they lowballed us so bad. Like, I'm talking $20,000 below what we were asking. And it was totally ridiculous. Like, I could understand if we actually, like, if people actually had to do work to the house, but it's, nothing has to be done. Everything has been updated last year when we moved in. Like, there are no updates to be done. There's nothing that needs to be done to this house. So fuck you for lowballing us that much. But anyway, we went back and forth with their realtor, who was a dick, and basically said, fuck off. Like, no, we don't accept that offer. And this is our bottom dollar. And if you do not want to do that, then see you later. You know, we'll find somebody else who understands the value of the house. So long story short, after that, we're like, we need to get the fuck out of this house. We don't want to wait. Obviously it's, you know, 30, 45 day closing period. Once you actually sign a contract, accept an offer, whatnot. So we also don't want to have to stay here, have my daughter in school here, and then all of a sudden we sell the house during the middle of the school year and we have to leave. So it's just a whole bunch of fuckery. this whole process, I swear to God. So it's been insane. Anyways, we ended up signing with a realtor last Thursday. We had a showing on Sunday, and we will see what happens. They had a couple other houses they were going to look at before, I guess, they decided or whatever the fuck, I don't know. So we'll see. But it was a big relief because at first I was leery of doing it for sale by owner. But again, we were just trying to save, you know, the 6% fee. But at the end of the day, I'm like, fuck it. We have enough going on. We literally are getting married in like a month. Literally a month from next Wednesday, we're getting married. So we just have so much shit going on that anything that we don't have to do and can pass off to anybody else, the better. So we will see what happens. Fingers crossed that it sells quickly. You know, I'm I was originally hoping, I mean, I still am, but I mean, miracles happen, but I really, really wanted to sell, you know, the house and be done this whole process by the time we do have to go to New Hampshire, which is for our wedding. We'll be leaving the 13th of July. So we'll be getting up there. We're driving. So that's why I was like, what if, you know, so we have to go up there for the wedding. we're driving all the way there. We're going to stay there for a week, more than a week, actually, like almost 2 weeks, and then turn around and have to drive back. What if, it, you know, we close in a couple weeks after or whatever, and then we have to turn around and drive all the way fucking back again? Like, that's stupid. So it is what it is at this point. I'm just, you know, hoping for the best and trusting that whatever happens is for the greater good. But holy fuck, it has been a damn process. And it's certainly a test of patience. Honestly, I am absolutely the type of person that I get an idea in my head and I want to like go do it then. Like, so this process of, you know, basically hurry up and wait, you know, you just wait for the right buyer, you wait for, you know, somebody else to do the work, you know, the advertising, the, you know, having all the connections to sell the house, you wait for them, you know, to do it all. So it's kind of like, I have to keep reminding myself to just trust and to just relax, and that whatever happens will happen, and it'll happen exactly the way it's supposed to happen. But I'm not gonna lie, I get caught up in like, okay, why are we not getting interest? Like, why did we get so much interest before? And, you know, when we were doing it for sale by owner, and now all of a sudden, although it's only, here's the other thing, like, it's only been 4 days and we already had a showing. So obviously there's interest. I just need to like chill the fuck out. But it's rough. It's rough. I'm not gonna lie. It's just a test of patience for sure, and a test of trust. Trusting in the universe to fully support like these visions that we have. But yeah, so we are, you know, kind of waiting on the house to sell. We did go ahead, and last week we finally bought a truck. It literally took us the entire week to figure it out, because our credit is not the best. I'm not gonna lie and say that like we are amazing people. Like, my credit is not great because I made some very poor choices in my younger years, and then being a single mom, it just, you know, finances were really difficult for a long time. So it's like building that up again and kind of fixing the mistakes. And of course, it's like, here's the thing that aggravates me about your credit score, is that it is so fucking easy to fuck it up, but then you turn around and try to fix it and it takes forever, it seems. And it's like, what the fuck? It should be the opposite, I feel. So anyway, but it is what it is. So basically we found a couple trucks that we were interested. We found one that we like both fell in love with, but it was just way too much money. And our credit was shit. So basically, like, I mean, the payments would have been insane. So there was no way. But in the long run, like, it worked, because the truck that we found was literally half the price of that truck that we originally fell in love with. And I mean, the payments are still not great because of our credit, but they're way better than they would have been. So it's definitely doable. We both love this truck. It was definitely happened for a reason that we didn't get approved for the other one. So that was amazing. But yeah, it's just like we're just trying to take aligned action right now to what our goals are. You know, we want to be able to live full time in an RV and be able to explore and not be tied down. I'm so tired of being tied down. You know, I've been in apartments, you know, renting for God, I don't even know how long, a while. And now, like, we're in a mortgage, and as much as I, like, my dream was to own a house, and to be completely honest, now that I have the house, I'm like, but I want to leave. Like, I don't want to be stuck here. And maybe it's because I'm not completely in love with where I'm living. That totally could have, you know, a lot to do with it. But I just want to be able to have the option that when I get bored in an area, I can go and like move somewhere. But I'm also putting my own money into something that will eventually be mine. You know what I mean? So if we're going to finance an RV, we are going to own that. If I'm shelling out rent money, which is fucking as much as a mortgage payment, that's not going to me. That's not benefiting me. Yes, it's giving me a roof over my head and, you know, a place to eat and raise my kids and whatnot. But that's not, like, I want to have my own shit benefit me in my life. And I think that's at the point, or that's where I'm at right now. I just want to be able to have experiences. I want to give my, you know, daughter and any future kids experiences. I used to go camping. Well, I mean, some people would consider it camping. Some people would be like, that's not camping. Camping is in a tent. For me, I would go camping and we would go to Maine and it was so much fun and we were in an RV and, you know, we would go on the weekends and whatnot and it was fun. Like, I enjoyed that. I loved that experience and I want to be able to give my kids, you know, that experience as well. And also for myself, I want to be able to, do that. So I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be hugely, a big adjustment, a big adjustment. But at the same time, the RVs that we have been looking at are like either the size of an apartment, you know, like, or a little bit smaller. It's not really a huge adjustment. I mean, yes, going from the house that we have to an RV will be an adjustment, but it's not like we're going to be living in like 100 square feet. It's not like that. The one that we really like, the layout, there's a bedroom in the back, a bedroom in the front, 2 bathrooms, and then just like the living area and the kitchen area. So it's decent. It's definitely decent and it's beautiful. And again, it's just having that fucking freedom, man. Having the freedom, having the experiences. We're gonna be seasonal, because obviously I don't want to be, first of all, I don't want to homeschool my kids. I know my daughter would not thrive in that environment. Like, she's such a social butterfly. She needs to go to school. She needs to constantly like be doing things. For me, I just don't have the patience in me to do that. I also have to work. So like, that homeschooling would not work for us. So we do need to be seasonal somewhere. So what we will do is we're just gonna, we've been looking, I did find a couple campsites that were like open all year round and also open during the winter, because that's the big thing about New Hampshire is the lovely fucking snow that I don't miss and the freezing cold temperatures that I don't miss. But that's just, you know, one of the sacrifices that you make. It's not like I'm not used to it. I grew up there, so obviously I know what it's like. I don't like it, but it's something, you know, to deal with. But, so we're going to do that. And so she'll be in school during the school year. And then in the summertime though, like, we'll probably up and go to another campsite, you know, and explore that way, either even monthly or weekly or even just seasonal. It just depends, honestly. And we have the option. That's the most like wonderful part about this, is that we have the option, or we will have the option to do that. So, I'm excited. And we took, our daughter to go look at the RVs and oh my God, she was so like in awe. She just thought it was the coolest thing. She's like, I want, like, this is my room, like picking out, you know, this one's my room, this is my bathroom, like this is, you know. And it's so fun and it's so cool to see the joy on her face and just like to be able to give her these experiences, honestly, and just live life and be out of the norm. Out of the norm, you know, we're so conditioned to just do things a certain way and to live a certain way and, you know, go to school, get a nice job that you'll be in for like ever and, you know, get married, then have kids, then buy the house or buy the house and then have kids. You know, it's just like, it's so by the books is basically what we're taught. And that's not living. That's not living. And you know what? Some people thrive doing that and living that way. And I just don't. I just fucking don't. So I'm excited to be able to do this and to be able to experience it. And she's so great with change and adjusts so well. And it's so, like, it's amazing to me to see how well she adjusts to things, because I, like, my biggest fear, you know, I think as most moms, is when you have, like, these radical things happen in life, you know, whether it be moving or divorcing or, you know, anything really. It's like, how are my kids going to react? Like, how is this going to affect my kid? And I tell you, like, every day she just amazes me with how well she adjusts to just about everything. Like, she's so up for adventures and to do things, and she's got such an adventurous spirit, and it's so beautiful. And that's why I'm like, we've got to do this now. Like, we've got to do this now. Why the fuck not? Why wait? You know, we did the house thing. We've done the rental thing. Let's just fucking do this and see how it goes, you know, and just trust that we're going to be supported one way or another by the universe. And it's a fucking experience. And at least we could say it, we tried, you know? So yeah, I'm fucking stoked. But again, it just, now it's like, we're not going to buy the RV, obviously, until we sell the house, because that just depends, you know, things rack up, bills rack up, you know, we've got to figure all that shit out and not just like willy-nilly everything. So we got the truck. Now we're just, you know, waiting for somebody to buy our house so we can close and then figure out the RV shit. So I'm super excited though. It's going to be so amazing. And it's funny because, so I did that post, if you follow me on Instagram, you might have seen it, but when we bought the truck, like, I did the post and talked about, like, our plans and whatnot. And it's funny because my mom, she texted me and she's like, so now I have, like, everybody asking me, you know, they knew you were moving here, but now they're like, what, you know, are you going to be traveling around? Or, like, why are you living in an RV and this, that, and the other thing? She's like, what am I supposed to say? And I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, who cares? You tell them. We are living in the RV full time. Like, why? It's just, it's funny because that's just how I was raised, was to, like, be so cautious of how people think of me and what, you know, how people judge me. And, oh my gosh, we have to look perfect and have this, like, perfect life according to everybody else. But it's like, Mom, I don't give a fuck what they have to say. Like, I'm living my life according to me. Like, I don't, if people don't think it's a good idea, if you don't think it's a good idea, cool. It's not your life. I don't care. And I think that's one of my biggest lessons these past couple years, is just letting go of the need for approval from everybody, because you're never going to get it and it's just going to stress you out. Just live your fucking life and do what you want to do. If people think you're stupid for making certain decisions, cool. Fuck them. Like, who cares? Do it anyway. Do it anyway, because they're not living your life. They're not living your life. And you know what? Sometimes people have certain opinions about you because they, maybe not are jealous, or maybe they are jealous, but maybe they just don't understand. They don't understand, and they never will, because they're not you. So it doesn't matter what they think. And I tell my daughter this all the time, because sometimes she'll come home, like when she was in school, now she's on summer break, but she was in school and sometimes she would be like, so-and-so, like she's obsessed with, JoJo and things like that. And she's like, so-and-so doesn't like JoJo. And I'm like, that's cool, but do you like JoJo? And she's like, well, so-and-so doesn't like JoJo. And I'm like, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they think. Like, you can like whoever you want to like. I know you like JoJo. Like, you're fucking obsessed every time you see her and you have all these things. And you have to like whatever you like. You have to do whatever you want to do. People's opinions of what you do, what you don't fucking matter. They really don't. So that's, you know, and I think it's hard for my mom to understand, because I've always been somebody who just kind of, like, I felt like the black sheep of the family. because my ways of doing things and my interests and this, that, and the other thing were always so different than everybody. And I've talked about this before, you know, a big Italian Catholic family, and here I am, you know, doing completely the opposite of everybody. Yeah, so I think it's just kind of breaking that mold and breaking out of my shell and learning that I have a voice and that my opinion matters and that I'm going to live my life according to me. Because if you're not, if you're living life according to everybody else, then you're not living. You're just not fucking living. You're not living your life. You're living everybody else's life. And that's where you get confused, and that's where you get muddled. And that's not any way to live. And I, like I, you know, said before, like I did that for so many years, like essentially my entire life up until a couple years ago. So yeah, it's funny. It's just funny when she makes those types of comments, because it's like, what do you want me to say to that? Like, tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. Why are we lying? Why are we hiding things? I don't understand. I don't understand it. But that's just how she grew up. And I mean, that's how I grew up too, is to just keep everything under wraps and nobody can know the truth about things. And everything just needs to be this picture perfect life. And yeah, it's just not the way it is. So anyway, I'm excited for this adventure. I'm excited to share all about it with everybody, with all of you. You know, it's gonna be a fucking trip, man. A fucking trip. So be sure to follow along. I'm sure it'll be it'll be entertaining, I'm sure. I'm sure there'll be a lot of adventures and trials and tribulations to get through, and you know, but that is just the joy. And the challenges of doing something completely different, completely fucking different, and just taking the leap of faith. So anyways, I know this was kind of short and sweet, but that's really literally what's been going on with me lately. I'm going to try to make this obviously more regular, but there's just like life just fucking happens and gets away from me. And yeah, anyways, I love you guys. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. Thank you for all your love and support. If you have any suggestions about this whole full-time RVing lifestyle, please fucking share with me. Please, please, please. I would so appreciate it. You know, I can do all the research I can, but personal experience is always so much more helpful than just fucking Googling something and hoping that it's right. So definitely let me know. Definitely keep me posted. And I love you guys. I hope you have an amazing day. Thank you so much for tuning in with me this week. I would love to hear from you guys. So if you could leave me a review on iTunes, that would be amazing. As always, you can find me on Instagram at Oracle Insight Mama, or you could visit my website at www.oracleinsightmama.com. Thank you guys. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time.